ओम ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। कर्मण्यकर्म यः पश्येद् अकर्मणि च कर्म यः स बुद्धिमान् मनुष्येषु स युक्तः कृत्स्न कर्म कृत् कर्मण्यकर्म यः पश्येत् अकर्मणि च कर्म यः स बुद्धिमान् मनुष्येषु स युक्तः कृत्स्न कर्म कृत् Krishna says here, the wise person is the intelligent among the people, and he is the one who is non-separate from Bhagavan. He is one with Bhagavan, and he is the person of accomplishment, because for him, the self, the meaning of I is not the body. Meaning of the I, the first person singular pronoun, is not the mind, not the senses, sense organs, not the organs of actions, not the physiological functions. For him, there is, as said in the seventh chapter, every individual is mixture of both para prakritihi and apara prakritihi. A human being is not just the material body mind sense complex, or not just the consciousness. It's both. There is consciousness, atma, anatma, mixture is the individual. And of this body mind sense complex, they're all material products, and anatma, which are objects of knowledge. And here the atma, the content of I, the substance or the substantive I, is consciousness, the swarupam. The swarupam of the individual here is the consciousness. And if a person knows his own swarupam being consciousness, if he has the atma jnanam, then he can understand the same consciousness being the swarupam of Ishvara, the swarupam of the whole, and swarupam of the avataraha. Such a person who knows this consciousness being one, and consciousness being indivisible, consciousness being untouched, untainted, consciousness being not involved in any actions, and consciousness, the swarupam of consciousness being actionlessness, and the consciousness being timeless, eternal, and consciousness being all-pervasive, independent. And he knows this consciousness is, even though consciousness and body, mind, sense complex are inseparable, like light and the opaque are physically inseparable. And his consciousness is not part of this body, mind, sense complex, not even the property of the body, mind, sense complex. It is, consciousness is not the product of body, mind, sense complex. It is distinct, it is different, distinct from the body, mind, sense complex, even though consciousness is non-distensible, non-distant. Non-distant consciousness is non-distant but distinct, and this distinct consciousness pervades the mind, pervades the sense organs, pervades the entire body, the body mind is complex, and the same pervades, but is not limited, it is not curtailed, no, with the boundaries of this body or mind, body mind sense complex. Which means the consciousness is even, it's all pervasive, it goes beyond the my body, mind, sense complex, which means consciousness in and through the body, consciousness is outside the body also, isn't it? It means this consciousness, in fact, is recognizable, it is accessible, now when it's uptake, when it's manifest in this body, mind, sense complex. But when the body is not there, when the body falls, when the body falls, and the body dies also, this consciousness continues to exist. Only thing is, the consciousness which continues to exist even after the fall of the body is not available for understanding. Non-accessible, therefore, but because it is not available for recognition, not available for interaction, it is not mistaken for non-existent. Okay? Therefore, the consciousness is recognizable only if it is manifest. So the body, the mind being direct source, manifest, you know, object of that can manifest. And as manifest in the mind, and there through the mind being manifest in the body, the entire body, mind, sense complex, the entire body, mind, sense complex serves as a manifesting medium which is available for recognition. It leaves the body, the mind leaves the body dies, consciousness does not leave, only manifestation will not be there. Isn't it? Consciousness does not leave the body. Consciousness will continue. Consciousness does not leave, does not come also. The body comes in consciousness and goes in consciousness. Isn't it? Therefore, there's no coming or going on the part of consciousness. Consciousness is of the nature of motionlessness, actionlessness. Therefore, this is, that's why sthanuhu, it is said to be sthanuhu also, unmoving. Isn't it? See, action implies some movement, some motion, isn't it? Whereas sthanuhu means, because of its nature of all pervasiveness, being all pervasive, it is of the nature of, it is unmoving, therefore it is of the nature of actionlessness. Therefore, atma nitya akarta. And there is no enjoyment on the part of consciousness also. Atma nitya abhokta. And the atma, the consciousness. The consciousness is implied by the term atma because of its all pervasiveness. And atma happens to be the innermost self of every being. Pratyagatma, atma, is said to be atma. And that consciousness, atma, happens to be what now? The swarupam of the Ishvara also. And the swarupam of everything. Understand? Once you understand the swarupam of atma, swarupam of the I being consciousness, then one cannot have the notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. So this is para prakritihi, the consciousness is the jiva swarupam, the truth of the individual. The same consciousness is the truth of the whole Ishvara also. Therefore, one who knows, see Krishna says here, one once you know that, you can understand, I the Atma, I the Self, am consciousness, is of the nature of actionlessness, then you cannot have the notion, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Not only that, and there is no action possible on the part of the body, mind, sense complex without the blessing of consciousness also. Is it clear now? And therefore, it can be understood one more in other way also. If you see, you know, here the body is active means the functions must happen inside. The functions are happening means the functions can happen only if there is an order involved in the functions. Without the order, without order being present there, there cannot be functions. And for the order to be there, there must be knowledge backing the order also. And that knowledge which is backing the order involved in the functions is nothing but manifestation of consciousness only. Therefore, you understand. Therefore, there's, when you, you can say that if you look at everything as manifestation of Ishvara, you know, then you can understand, even then you can say, who is the karta there? There's no, aham the karta, I am the doer, that notion is not possible, isn't it? Notion is not, is possible in ajnanam, in jnanam that notion will resolve. It won't be there. But once you understand, then the person can see, you can see all the actions are happening because of the blessing of Atma, the consciousness. In the very presence of consciousness alone, all the actions, all the movements, all the motions, everything happens. But Atma itself is not involved in any of the actions. Therefore, this is what is said here as Yaha akarmani karma pashyati. And karmani akarma pashyati. Understand? Therefore, and such a person is buddhiman, means he is a wise person. He is Atma Ishvara Swarupa Darshi. He is Atma Swarupa Darshi. He is the person of vision of one's own self, vision of the Swarupam of Ishvara. And such a person, Krishna continues in the following verse. Yasya sarve samarambhaha.
Yasya sarve samarambhaha.
Kama sankalpa varjitaha.
Kama sankalpa varjitaha.
Jnanagnidagdha karmanam.
Jnanagnidagdha karmanam.
Tamahuh panditam
buddhaha.
Okay. So who is the one who sees actions in inaction? And inaction in actions means one who sees Atma being the actionless Atma blessing all the actions. By its mere existence, sannidhi matrena, by its mere presence, one who sees all the actions happening in the actionless Atma, one who sees the actionless Atma, the consciousness in all the actions, blessing the actions, and such a person, akarmani karma, karma darshi, and karmani akarma darshi, he is a wise person, that wise person alone, Tam ahuhu panditam. Tam panditam ahuhu. Such a person alone is known as a panditaha. Who is a panditaha? Panda means knowledge. Itaha means the one who is endowed with, isn't it? The one who is endowed with knowledge is panditaha. Okay? Panditaha. So, here, which knowledge here? It is the knowledge of one's own self, which implies knowledge of Ishvara Swarupam, knowledge of Avatara Swarupam, and knowledge of the Karma Swarupam also. The Swarupam of everything is one and the same Atma, the consciousness implied by the term Brahma. What is the swarupam of the karma? What is the swarupam of the... When you say, what is the swarupam of the body, mind, sense complex? What is the swarupam? What is the truth of the individual here? Atma. So what is the truth of the individual's actions? Atma. What is the swarupam of Ishvara? Atma. The consciousness. And what is Swarupam of Avatara? Same Atma. There's no difference. Therefore, there's no, the same Atma, and therefore the one who knows that Swarupam of everything, he has one's own self, he tam panditam ahuhu. Otherwise people call this person who has this vision panditaha. Oho. Which means an ignorant person cannot call somebody a wise person. You know why? you must be wise to know other person being wise. If you are not wise, you cannot appreciate other person being wise. You must have the same depth of vision to know the other person's depth of vision. If you are ignorant and the other person is wise, if you go and say the other person is wise, no, he is wise, you know, he knows the self. He knows, for him, he's a jnani. And people talk, everybody says, he is realized soul, realized soul. People talk about realized souls. Okay? Really speaking, this, how do you know other person is? In the very expression realized soul, we don't use, here in the Shastra class, we don't use actually. Now, other person is a jnani, atma jnani, brahma jnani. He has recognized his sarupam being atma chaitanyam, the consciousness. Now, which means for him, he is very clear about the truth of everything else here being consciousness. Now, for such a wise person, for you to recognize another wise person, you must be wise. Even if the wise person is recognized by the other wise person, the person who is not wise, of course the wise person does not expect any recognition, anything. It is not real appreciation, isn't it? Always appreciation must be from people who have understanding, who have vision. Swamiji always makes joke of these things. There's one, the rich person who organizes music concerts. He's a big donor. So he always sits in the front row and then who listens to the music. And then he listens, and then because he's a big person, listens. And then the great musician comes and sings there in front of him. And a great musician and knows so much about music, and he sings, whole the concert is happening, it gets over. And the whole concert that day, he sang the Hindolam, it seems. He sang, just he finished his final Tukkuda with Hindolam. Already he has sung one, and one more Tukkuda also in Hindolam, and then he finished. And this person got up, and oh, beautiful, very nice, you sang so well. He said, oh, I have a small request. This person, so he's very humble, he's asking, would you mind singing Hindolam? He asked. Which means, and the person said, any great musician, he'd be very happy only if he's appreciated by another equally competent musician appreciates, and he feels really proud, isn't it? It is something, he feels really recognized. An ignorant person comes and recognizes, you sang well means, of course he will not say no, politely he accepts. But really speak, that's not real recognition, isn't it? Anyway, what he wants to say here is, Buddhaha tam panditam ahuhu. The wise people who have the vision of the Atma, one's own self being identical with Paramatma, and such wise people, Buddhaha, the men of vision call this person who has vision as the person of vision. Panditam ahuhu. And who is that person? He says now, yasya sarve samarambhaha kama sankalpa varjitaha. Hey Arjuna, look at this. This wise person, this jnani, after jnanam, before jnanam, he was performing actions. And after jnanam also, he continues to perform actions, has not stopped performing actions. But only difference is, he is not given to non-performance of actions, he is still performing actions. But what is the difference? His actions are not the expressions or impelled expressions of his desires. Not impelled by his desires. There's no Now it is not the action performed for the fulfillment of desires. Because they are, the actions are not, you know, the impelled by desires, kama, the sankalpa. There's no expectation, there's no concern about the karma phalam also. He performs actions, but without any concern over the results of actions, and without any, you know, worry about the future, and without any stress, without any stress in terms of performing karma, because there's no desire. It is not desire-impelled action, but still he is performing. For kama sankalpa varjitaha. Therefore he is sarve samarambha, means all his endeavors. He is not simply sitting without doing anything. All his endeavors, sarve samarambha, all his actions, all his projects, all his plans, whatever he is doing, everything is what? Devoid of karma, kama and sankalpa. Kama sankalpa varjitaha sarve samarambha. He is not karma varjitaha. He is not the one who has given up karma. He is still performer of karma. But even though he is performer of activities, he is involved in many projects. Not one project, many projects also. But no project is he involved in for the sake of fulfillment of his desires or for the accomplishment of given results for his happiness. He is not doing anything for his happiness. He is doing everything out of happiness. Isn't it? Sarve samarambha kama sankalpa varjitaha yasya purushasya, the one whose endeavors or actions or projects are devoid of desire and concern, such a person jnanagni dagdha karmanaha. He is also who know jnana agni dagdha karmanaha. He is, you know, all his, what happened to his sanchitam karma, all his sanchitam karmas are now burnt. He is free from sanchitam karma. He is free from agami karma also. There is no accumulation of agami karma phalam on the part of this jnani. Agami karma phalam also is not there for him. Sanchita karma phalam also is not there. And what about the prarabdha karma phalam? Prarabdha karma also is what? There is no doership. I am the doer notion is not there. Therefore only body is involved in the activities. Mind is involved in the functions. Pranas are involved in the functions. This person being objective towards his own body, mind, sense complex cognitively. He does not push the body somewhere outside from him. It is not possible. But now in being endowed with the body also, he is, because of his jnanam, because of his wisdom, he can be objective towards his body, mind, sense complex, which means he is free from the notion that I am the doer. Such a person is free from prarabdha karma also. Understand? Physically, the physical body is involved in the activities, but he is free from the doership. Therefore, he is free from all the karmas, which means all the karmas, what happened to them? They all got burnt. All his punya papas simultaneously got burnt into ashes. No, here burnt by the fire of knowledge, which means they cannot sprout again. They cannot again cause any. They cannot be responsible for his rebirth anymore. It is like the burnt seed. If there is a seed, the seed, what should happen to the seed? If the seed is, you know, fresh and alive, it can sprout into a new sapling, isn't it? But here this seed is like, you know, very well roasted seed, very well burnt seed. It cannot cause any sprout. Which means, so jnana agni dagda. Dagda means well burnt. Burnt by what? Burnt by the fire of knowledge. what has been burned by the fire of Maharaj? All his punya papas. So all his punya papas cannot really become, need not be fructified. They can't be exhausted anymore. They cannot. Therefore he says, Jnanagni Dagda Karmanaha, this person, he has no more doership and jarship. He cannot even be born again. This person cannot have punarjanma. And such a person alone, Jnanagni Dagda Karmanaha, he has not given up karma, but his doership and enjoyership have been resolved because of his right vision of the self, and in which he is free from all the karma, punya papas. What is that he... So it is not the non-performance of actions, it is the jnanam, knowledge of the self. So jnanagni dagda karmanaha, tam panditam ahuhu buddhaha. So wise people call him a wise person. Tyaktva karma phala sangam.
Tyaktva karma phala sangam.
Nitya trupto nirashrayaha.
Nitya trupto nirashrayaha.
Karmanya bhipravrittopi.
Karmanya bhipravrittopi.
Karmanya bhipravrittopi.
Karmanya bhipravrittopi.
Naiva kinchit karoti saha.
Naiva kinchit karoti saha.
Same thing continues. Tyaktva karma phala asangam. Nitya truptaha nirashrayaha. This person, this wise person, is nitya truptaha. Now you understand, we are all searching for satisfaction. We always feel dissatisfied. See, it is not contentment, okay? We should not mistake here. See, real contentment is only in jnanam. Unless and until now you attain jnanam, you cannot say, I am very, very contented with whatever Bhagavan has blessed me with. If you are saying means you are not really contented, you are really lazy. Understand? Or somewhere you are suppressing or oppressing or incapable, or you are afraid of, involved like Arjuna. There is a fear. Oh, I have to do something. Means there is always fear. There's no real, people don't have the drive because there's a fear. Fear of involving in oneself in some doing something. What will happen? I can't stand the defeat. I can't stand the failure. To being afraid of facing failures, people don't even want to start something. They don't want to do anything. So here, but there's a triptihi, people simply talk about the triptihi, parama triptihi, paripurna triptihi. There's no such a thing called paripurna triptihi, parama triptihi. Triptihi is not at all possible. Real triptihi will not be there if there's no jnanam. Nitya tripta, one can ever remain contented. One can ever, real contentment is only in jnanam. Real satisfaction only in jnanam. And this jnani, okay, you can, according to the shastram, actually in the Vishnu shastram, the atma can never become contented. The contentment is very surupam of the atma. Atma is of the nature of fullness, nirevu, surupam. Atma is of the nature of happiness, fullness, limitlessness. That conscious atma, the consciousness, which is of the nature of fullness, which is of the nature of limitlessness, does not lack anything. There's no inadequacy, a sense of inadequacy on the part of atma, the consciousness. Therefore, there cannot be any dissatisfaction on the part of atma, the consciousness. There is no dissatisfaction, there is no lack of contentment on the part of Atma. Atma is ever contented, isn't it? There is no dissatisfaction. Therefore, only when a person recognizes one Swarupam being Atma, then one has recognized the very contentment. You cannot become contented. You are already contentment. You are already Triptihi, yourself Triptihi. Isn't it? You cannot attain Tripti. But once you recognize your Swarupam being Atma, then when you are not dependent on the karma or karma phalam for your happiness or for your fullness, then there is Triptihi. There is Nitya Triptihi. There is contentment which is your very Swarupam. Therefore, Nitya Triptaha, this Jnani, the wise person who knows Bhagavat Swarupam as his own Swarupam, he is Nitya Triptaha. Nitya Triptaha. Nitya Triptaha, Nirashrayaha. Nirashrayaha means one who is independent. One who is not dependent on the karma, karmapalam or jagat or anything external for his happiness. One who is not dependent on anything else for his security, nirashrayaha. Nitya triptaha nirashrayaha. One who does not seek refuge anymore anywhere outside. Nirashrayaha. See, we'll all be jagadashrayaha. We'll be dependent on the jagat first, unknowingly. Then we become Ishravara bhagavadashrayaha. Finally, we become nirashrayaha. Why? Atmashrayaha or nirashrayaha, isn't it? Those who have discovered their own swarupam, then such people become nirashrayaha. They become independent. The nirashrayaha, nitya triptaha nirashrayaha. That is why if you really think, whenever you feel dissatisfied with everything and anything, the dissatisfaction of, yeah, I have done everything, but no, really I am not satisfied. The dissatisfaction comes, you should remember, you should try your best to do your best. There's nothing wrong. But you could always remember, however best you do, also there will be dissatisfaction. The dissatisfaction is not because of your non-performance or improper performance. No, really speaking, the dissatisfaction will be there forever as long as there is wrong identity is there, as long as this doership is there, as long as there is enjoyership is there, as long as you think you are the doer, there will be dissatisfaction. Therefore, only in jnanam there will be satisfaction. Only in jnanam there will be independence. So this wise person also, nitya triptaha nirashrayaha, and he is karmas phala asangam tyaktva. Karma phala asangaha means without having any attachment to the fruits of actions. Karma phala asangaha. And without having any concern over the fruits of actions. Without having any, no concern. What's going to happen? Without having any anxiety about, without being anxious of the future results of the present actions. Karma phala asangam tyaktva. Without having any concern over the fruits of actions. Without having any attachment to the fruits of actions, without being dependent on fruits of actions for his happiness, karmapala asangam tyaktva, he performs happiness not for happiness but with happiness, reveling in fullness, he performs his actions. Karmani abhipravrittaha, he is not sitting idle, lazy, without doing anything, being scared of doing things. without no fear, no anxiety, but he performs his actions. Karmani abhipravrittaha. He is totally involved in all the activities. Now, karmani abhipravrittaha api. He is involved in activities, but still karma bihi sahana badhyate. Badhyate, he is not bound. Naiva saha kinchit karoti. He is not doing any actions. Look at this. He is involved in all the activities, but still he is not performing any actions. He is not doing any actions. Physically he is performing actions. Notionally he is free from the free that I am the doer. No, without the notion, he is performing actions. Naiva kinchit karoti saha. He does not do any actions. In spite of being involved, in spite of involving himself in all the activities, still he is free from the notion that I am the doer, therefore he is not performing any actions. Saha kinchit naiva karoti. Understand simple Sanskritam. Saha kinchit naiva karoti. He never does he perform even little of any actions. In spite of performing actions. Karmani abhipravrittaha api kinchit saha na karoti. How is it possible? He is very active. He is actively involved in all the all the projects. He is performing actions, but still he is not doing anything. He is doing all the activities. I see him doing everything, but still Shastram says this person is not doing anything. What does it mean? He is physically involved in activities, but cognitively he is free from the notion that I am the doer. Understand? Why? Because when he is performing also, how is he performing? Karmani karma phala asangam tyaktva. What is going to happen if this is such anxiety or the fruit of action is not there? Why? There is already triptihi. He is not dependent on the fruit of action for his tripti, contentment. The nitya triptaha, already satisfied, ever contented person, one whose surup is very contentment, nitya triptaha, and one nirashrayaha, now he is completely independent and he is absolutely secure. He is not dependent on the karma phalam for his karma or karma phalam for his security or happiness. Such a person, nitya triptaha, nirashrayaha, karmani abhipravrittaha api saha kinchit naiva karoti. This is the verse number 20. In fact, you may ask, who is this person? Is he sannyasi or grihastha? Krishna wants to, why this fourth chapter something, these verses I said very important. All these verses praising the wise person. This wise person is not a sannyasi jnani. He is not a wise person who lived like sannyasa. But this person is a grihastha jnani. One who is a householder, but still one who has this wisdom. As a householder, he has lots of, responsibilities and duties, and he has to do a lot. So he is involved. That's why karmani abhipravrittaha, that one word is enough for you to know. Krishna is talking about the grihastha jnani. The household wise person who is still a householder, who is not a sannyasi, has not gone anywhere away. All that you want is jnanam, not orange dress, not saffron robes, not ashrams, understand, not some retreats, not going away somewhere. What you want for your happiness is jnanam. Understand? Not getting emotionally entangled with something. People want somewhere, go and get stuck somewhere. Where can I go and sit? Where can I go and lean on? I want to lean on something. I want to get stuck somewhere. No, because emotionally you are very needy. You know, somewhere I want to go and lean on. Where can I go and lean on what? And something, some pleasure comes somewhere, and that becomes, you go and get stuck there. And to leave that again, it becomes very difficult. So Krishna, Bhagavan says, you don't need to go anywhere. You don't need to search for anything. You need not give up anything. Where do you want to go? Wherever you are, be there itself. Whatever duties you have, please do those duties. Whichever situation you are placed in, be in that situation. You know, need not go anywhere. What you need is jnanam. It is the jnanam you need, knowledge you need. You need not even attain anything, you need not change anything. Triptihi you can never attain because you are the very swarupam, tripti swarupam. Listen, contentment is your swarupam. You need to know. And you are the very ashrayaha. You are the source. No, you are the security for everything. You do not know that. Therefore, there is no real security other than yourself. There is no real refuge other than yourself. There is no real, you know, there is no real tripti other than yourself. It is your own swarupam. What you need is jnanam. So, non-performance of actions will not take you any distance, Arjuna. Even a wise person, after jnanam also, he performs actions not for happiness, but out of happiness, which means, and he, this person, is nitya triptaha nirashayaha, and even though he is performing, still he is non-performer. A wise person performing actions also, he is a non-performer. Nirashiryata chittatma.
Nirashiryata chittatma.
Tyakta sarva parigraha.
Tyakta sarva parigraha.
Shariram kevalam karma.
Shariram kevalam karma.
Kurvannapnoti kilbisham.
Kurvannapnoti kilbisham.
Nirashiryata chittatma.
Nirashiryata chittatma.
Tyakta sarva parigraha.
Tyakta sarva parigraha.
Shariram kevalam karma.
Shariram kevalam karma.
Kurvannapnoti kilbisham.
Kurvannapnoti kilbisham.
See here, the verse number 20 and 22nd, 3rd, 4th. All these four verses talk about the wise person who remains as a grihastha. Remaining as a grihastha, one who is still a wise person. A grihastha jnani is really discussed in these verses. The 21st verse which we are going to do now talks about the sannyasa jnani, sannyasi jnani. Hope you know this. One can choose to live a lifestyle. One might have lived a life of sannyasa. That is a lifestyle. That's also prescribed in our shastra. It's allowed. One can choose to live a life of sannyasa exclusively for the pursuit of knowledge and giving up all the social obligatory duties. Which means the sannyasi should live his life only doing Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam or teaching, all the time the mind must be involved only in Shastram. His only association must be with the Shastram. Even dreaming, if he happens to dream also, dream, smelling, all the time, everything must be for Shastram, mind must be in Shastram. Such a person also finally attains what? Jnanam. And a Grihastha Ashrami also, doing all his activities, doing all his duties till through Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhyasanam, the Grihastha, the family person, householder also can attain Jnanam. Whether you are a householder or a sannyasi, what you need to do for your Jnanam is Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. What you need for moksha is Jnanam. It is Jnanam which blesses you with moksha, freedom, isn't it? Not anything else. Well, he talks about this sannyasi jnani here, which is not the non-performance of actions. So he says, what does this sannyasi do? Sannyasi jnani. Nirashihi yata chitta atma tyakta sarva parigraha. Nirashihi, you know, this wise person, the one who is free from all forms of expectations, wishes and desires. There is no wish to be fulfilled for a wise person. There is no desire to be fulfilled. There is nothing to be accomplished. Therefore, nirashihi, one who is free from all expectations, desires and wishes. Yata chitta atma. Yata chitta atma. Chittam means mind. Atma means external body, physical body. So you can say karya karana sanghataha. Body, mind, sense, complex is called together. Is said what now? Chittam and atma. Yata chitta atma. The one who has perfect mastery over mind and body. See, absolute mastery over body and mind is possible only in Jnanam. You have to always, whenever we talk about mastery, you have to understand there is absolute mastery and there is relative mastery. Initially, until Jnanam, you have to have relative mastery over your mind and body. Which means, now you can't allow yourself to become a slave of your body and mind. You know, in order to prepare your mind for Jnanam. So, relative mastery implies you are living a life of Karma Yoga. If you understand what is Karma Yoga and choose to live a life of Karma Yoga, you can have relative mastery over your body and mind. And with that relative mastery, you are given to the pursuit of knowledge in terms of Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasanam. If you attain Jnanam, you have absolute mastery over your body and mind. Which means you will not be a slave of your body and mind anymore. Understand? Not being a slave of your body and mind anymore means you will not be dependent on the mental condition or physical condition for your happiness. Understand? Therefore, this person here, he says, yata chitta atma. Yata chitta atma. Then, which means the physical activity, there will be objectivity towards your physical activity, there will be objectivity towards your mind. And also, without you are being conscious of anything that body is in, no, there won't be anything that you are not conscious of. Which means you are free from the actions. You are completely free from the physical activity, free from mental activities. You are objective towards physical, mental functions and activities. Over here, he says, Tyakta sarva, yata chitta atma, tyakta sarva parigraha. Tyakta sarva parigraha. He is free, the one who is completely free from all possessions. There is no sarva parigraha. The one who is completely free from all possessions, sense of possession. Such a person, shariram karma kurvan kevalam. But still, even as a sannyasi, jnani, physically doing whatever has to be done. Shariram karma, even a sannyasi, jnani, cannot remain without doing actions. Shariram karma karoti. A sannyasi, jnani performs physical activities. Whatever he needs to do. And a grihastha jnani also, he is doing all sorts of karma. Grihastha means so many things he has to do. So karmani abhipravrittaha api, we saw there. And here the sannyasi jnani, as a sannyasi, has no social obligatory duties, no karma, but still doing some physical karma, whatever is required. Even he is involved in activities. Chariram karma kevalam kurvan, doing only physically what has to be done. Doing physically what has to be done. Such a person kurvan. Apnoti na apnoti kilbisham. He does. Here kilbisham means punya and papa. Kilbisham literally means papam. He does not attract any sin. He does not incur any papam, which means he does not attract any punyam or papam. For a wise person, he is doing all sorts of, he is involved in physical activities, but his physical activities, you know, do they attract any punya papam? No punyam, no papam for a sannyasi, for a jnani. He has no punyam also. Why punyam also is said to be kilbisham here? Because punyam also will give you another birth. Papam also will give you another birth. But punyam, papam, how can you drop them? There is no way of non-accumulating punya papa. There will be punya papas because you have to be performing karma. But punya papas, you can free from attracting, you can avoid attracting punya papas only if you are free from the notion that you are the enjoyer. I am the enjoyer. That notion is there, you attract punya papa. You are free from the notion, you have no punya papa. No punyam, no papam. And you can be free from the notion that you are the enjoyer only if you are free from the notion that you are the doer. So that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, these are wrong notions you have about yourself. These notions are because of the sense of inadequacy, sense of smallness you have, you know, you have centered on yourself. Those notions result in what? This disease are there, therefore you have to be doing actions. The notions are there. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, notions are there. And because you have, your identity is with the body, mind, sense complex. If there is no identity with the body, mind, sense complex, then you cannot have these notions, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. And you are helpless, you are helplessly identified with the body, mind, sense complex because you and the body, mind, sense complex. You means what? The conscious, Atma and Anatma are physically non-distensible. Isn't it? Close, inseparably together. The wrong identity. And even though they are physically inseparable, still if there is a jnanam, it's called a viveka, vivichya jnanam, atma, anatma, viveka, if you have Atma Anatma Vichyajnanam, if you have Viveka, if you have, then still you can say what now? Atma, the consciousness, the truth of the individual, Swarupam of the Anatma also, is of the nature of actionlessness, not involved in any actions, and I itself am Atma, the consciousness. If this Jnanam is there, then you can be free from the notion, I am the doer, then you are free from the notion, I am the enjoyer. Now, doership and enjoyership are because of the wrong notions, because of the ajnanam. Whereas this person being wise, jnani, he is free from doership and he is free from enjoyership because of his objectivity also. He performs actions, therefore he is free from, but still he is free from punya papas. First he said, performing actions also he is non-performer because he is free from doership. Performing actions he does not attract punya papa because he is free from enjoyership. These two verses tell two different aspects, isn't it? Jnani performing also he is a non-performer. Performing also he does not attract punya papa. Kilbisham naiva apnoti. Now, kilbisham na apnoti. He does not attain any punya papa because he is free from doership, enjoyership. He is free from the notion that I am the enjoyer. Why? He is physically doing, but he does not have the notion that I am the doer. So what is the lesson for Arjuna? That you have to remember. Why Krishna is talking about all these things? Arjuna, please see the wise sannyasi jnani also. He is physically doing what he has to be doing. He has not given up doing anything. A grihastha jnani also, you look at him, karmani abhipravritta. He has not stopped doing anything. He is doing all that he has to do. First son's marriage, second daughter's marriage, first daughter's, so many things. No? India means you have one daughter, this function will be coming. My God, so many responsibilities. And this project and that is everything this person must be involved, but still he's very cool. Why cool? No anxiety at all. Isn't it? No anxiety, which means he is free from the notion that I am the doer. Therefore, he is a non-performer performing actions. He is a non-enjoyer performing actions. Kurvanne shariram karma kurvanne kevalam shariram karma kurvanne kilbisham na apnoti. At least these are the verses which we should be doing in the morning. But anyway. But the order is in such a way. What to do? The order is in such a way. But tomorrow morning I'm happy to, at least tomorrow, for tomorrow mornings, no? The portions will have some. Fresh then. Okay, please go for tea and come.